And welcome to the Hippie Dyslexic Homestead. Thank you so much for joining me today. Today, I'm going to share a simple, quick tea that I make for my family when they are not feeling very well. So right now, we actually have a cold going through the house. And with the cooler weather comes usually the sore throats and colds. I have been making this lemon honey tea for so many years, and it's one of my kids' favorite teas. I love finding a good deal on lemons and ginger, and I usually will stock up on them throughout the year. I grew ginger this year, and it was really fun to watch. But these items can be found at your grocery store, and they're pretty easy to get year-round. You can also make this tea anytime during the year and have it available when you need it. I usually make a couple of big batches throughout the year, and I store it in the fridge. It can usually last about 1 year. The ingredients are super easy and simple to find at most grocery stores. Lemon, ginger, honey. And sometimes I like to add cinnamon or thyme. So let's look at the health benefits of lemon, ginger, and honey. Lemons are high in vitamin C. In fact, one lemon provides about 31 milligrams of vitamin C, which is about 51% of your RDI, which is the reference daily intake. It helps with the production of antibodies and white blood cells, which can fight against microorganisms in the body. When taken during fever, lemon increases the rate of sweating, which can help bring down the fever. Lemons have antibacterial properties that help in treating throat infections. They can help with respiratory and breathing problems. In one study, they found that giving patients vitamin C on the onset of a cold resulted in shorter times of being ill. With vitamin C, they were sick for about 3.6 days, whereas the duration was 6.9 days with other medications. That's a pretty big difference. There have also been 3 studies to show the effects of vitamin C on pneumonia. 3 controlled trials reported the number of pneumonia cases among participants on vitamin C supplementation, with each of the 3 trials reporting with at least 80% lower incidence of pneumonia in the vitamin C group. That's pretty amazing to me. In addition, 2 large-scale trials found statistically different reduction in the incidence of throat and chest colds. A few trials found a reduction in the common cold frequency in people under physical stress during the trial period. It is noteworthy that the 2 trials, 8% and 16% of the participants remained free of illness because of the vitamin C supplementation. Lemons also help with nausea. Since they contain citric acid, which is a naturally occurring compound, which is thought to aid in digestion and soothe the stomach. In addition, lemon helps in getting rid of excess phlegm, which is usually the result of becoming nauseous. The second ingredient that we're going to discuss is ginger. Ginger is very warming, and it contains a diverse bioactive compounds. And these compounds possess multiple bioactives, such as antioxidants, anti-inflammatory, and antibacterial properties. A 2011 laboratory study found that ginger showed a higher antibacterial effect than antibiotics against bacteria that cause a strep throat. And in a 2016 study, a laboratory confirmed the significance of the antibacterial effects of ginger. Studies have shown ginger to have antiviral properties, and researchers found it to be effective against pain and fever. Fresh ginger may be beneficial against respiratory viruses as well. A 2013 lab study shows that fresh ginger has antiviral effects on respiratory infection and appears to stop the production of the virus. It helps with anti-inflammation and helps with throat infections, which can reduce pharyngitis. A 2012 study shows ginger is high in antioxidants, which helps prevent the cell damage that results in that inflammation. And of course, we cannot forget how helpful ginger is when we are sick to our stomachs and we are very nauseous. Interestingly, some research suggests that ginger may have a stronger antimicrobial effect in combination with honey, which brings us to the third ingredient in this tea, honey. I absolutely love honey, and it's definitely one of our all-time things we keep on hand. But I want to warn you that not all honey is created equal. I highly recommend you find a local beekeeper and get raw honey. It is really important that you get real honey. An estimate 76% of honey sold in American supermarkets is fake. Most have been modified, They contain corn syrup from GMO corn, and corn syrup is not healthy and it does not offer any health benefits. So the honey I'm going to be discussing with you on these studies and the benefits is real raw honey that is from bees. Again, I really encourage you to find a local beekeeper because they do know their bees and they know a lot of times what nectar it comes from. And it also allows you to support local businesses. Honey has been used for centuries, and the history of honey is really quite amazing, but I'm not going to get into that right now because it would take us forever to talk about the history of honey. But I do want to share just a little bit of information and how it can help with colds. A study shows that honey is superior to the usual care for improving symptoms with upper respiratory tract infections. Honey was found to be more effective for coughs and colds than over-the-counter medications, and it is actually safer. Honey was superior to usual care for improving cough severity, cough frequency, and combined symptoms, according to one study. And interestingly, the researchers concluded when clinicians wish to prescribe for upper respiratory infections, they would recommend using honey as the alternative to antibiotics, as honey is more effective and less harmful than usual care alternatives and avoids causing harm through antimicrobial resistance. And that's something we're seeing a lot of in today's age, that a lot of people are becoming antibiotic resistant. And it's because we use it so frequently and it's found throughout our food. So offering this would be so amazing for their patients, as well as it is definitely cheaper and more effective than a prescription. So now that you know about why it helps you or how it helps you, let's talk about the two ways to use or make this tea. The first I make, and this is more for a storage and long term for later on, and it's really quite simple to make. The recipe I am making, I make 1 quart and I put it in a mason jar. I slice up about 3 lemons and 1 big piece of ginger. If you want to add a cinnamon stick or a couple fresh thyme sprigs, you can add it. First, I fill up the mason jar with the lemon slices and the ginger until it's about 3/4 full. I then will add in cinnamon or thyme if I am adding it. I then pour honey over it until it's completely covered, and I try to leave about 1 inch from the top. I usually use chopsticks to push everything down and give it a little mix. Add the top and let it sit on the counter for about 2 weeks. You will see it may bubble from the gases, and you can burp it. All you have to do to burp it is that you just open the top, allow the gases to escape, and then you add the top back on. After about 2 weeks, you could put it in the fridge. You may notice that the honey becomes more thin and lighter in color. When you go to use it, you're going to pour a couple of teaspoons or tablespoons in a cup and then add hot water, stir it, and then you drink it. I give this to my kids, and we drink it about every 20 to 30 minutes when we're sick, or just if we want to enjoy a nice cup of lemon ginger tea. The second method is to use the fresh lemon slices, ginger slices, and honey in a glass. There's no real concise way to measure this. If you just want to add a couple of lemon slices and a couple of ginger slices, that is completely fine. Definitely do this based on how you prefer the flavor and pour in the hot water and drink it. It's really that easy and it's really that delicious. My husband likes to take this mixture and make a hottie toddy. So that is definitely one way you can enjoy it as well if you are an adult. I hope you've enjoyed this and all this information, and I hope that this can help you the next time you have a cold. You can find a list of these studies on notboundliving.com with the link in the podcast notes. I'm also going to share all of the studies listed and more information under the blog. Thank you so much for listening, and I really appreciate your time and your support. So I have a question for all of my listeners. What is the weirdest or most odd natural tea you have seen? Stay tuned, and I'm going to share one that is really quite weird, and I'm not sure I would drink it. All right, guys, I look forward to seeing you guys next time, and have a fantastic day.